Hey, welcome, Duran. This is Mark Heather here at the Belding Show on October 13th to adjudicate you in the caption of Visual Ensemble. It's a pretty good day for marching band, considering it's Michigan, sun's out, a little bit of a breeze. I refer to side one as being to the left of the 50, side two to the right of the 50 as I am viewing the field. Two main areas concerned will be composition and performers' achievement as it relates to the MCBA Visual Ensemble sheet. Have yourself a great run. Looks like we are ready to go.
From Duran, please welcome the Duran Marching Railroaders. Their show is entitled Your Last Day on Earth. MCBA is proud to present in performance field commanders Michael Inohosa, Simon Salive, Drew Jones, and the Duran Marching Railroaders.
All right, here we go, Duran. Interesting use of the props here in the field create texture and dimensionality. Wow, there's some creative opening body from the color guard. Yeah, strong horns up from lower voices on side one. Watch articulation with the head, with the head snaps, but appreciate the simultaneous responsibility. Yeah, logical sequence of ideas. Watch our control of lower body as we come across trumpets. Yeah, staging works well. Watch, make sure we watch how we force in the color guard. Good, smooth integration of the soloist. Oh, nice job, so with the behind the back catch. Watch how early the two baritones come out. Appreciate the artistic expression they add from a compositional standpoint. Simultaneous responsibility as they change weight. Logical entrance of the woodwinds from side two. Watch musicality from the group of color guard in the middle. Yeah, not sure the first color guard section. Yeah, strong control of the horns to the side and back to the front. Change of tempo here with the double time. Anticipate these lines. Look at the form clarity as we come across into this long development. Yeah, change it to the 2-4. Watch clarity of the form, though. It was right before we go into the 2-4. Appreciate the change of dimensionality on the field from the lineal to the curvilinear. Incorporation and staging for all the elements makes logical sense here. Yeah, pedestrian type of move. Let's make sure we watch the length of phrase. Ah, just a little bit of variety there at the very end. Make sure we really lock into that a little bit stronger. Watch the pedestrian as we come out of the freeze. Yeah, some unity issues within the going from the pedestrian into the locked military style from the horn line. Yeah, staging here for the color guard. A little bit, let's watch the integration of your soloist. We bring that soloist up front very early, so watch our timing of getting that person into that. Yeah, we're struggling a little bit with our lower body. We'll make sure the demonstration, unity of technique and demonstration of training comes through in our marching style here. As we change spatial relationships within the horn line, make sure the individuals are looking at their own relationship from side to side. A very strong staccato section there, very musical, visual, from a compositionally and from an achievement standpoint. Thank you very much. Yeah, very strong ending, you know, from a technique and consistency from member to member. Make sure the drum line in the back doesn't move. Watch when the tenors flip up. And before they move, they brought my eye back there. It's got to be either a slow sustained up as they turn so they don't pull focus to an area we don't want focus. That was a change here into the couples on the field. Yeah, creative use of the dance couples with the pairing of the horns. Let's watch our space in between them. Yeah, I understand our numbers didn't work out to have couples everywhere, but the pods work well. Yes, we took the concert French horns. We have them over on side one. Creative use of the staging. Oh, flute! You must do much better than that on the horns up there. Yeah, addition of the double swing flags here. Add dimensionality and texture. And use of color through design. Just technique has to be much stronger with those flags. Yeah, I'm not sure the visual musical. Of the ballad. We have to watch as we come out of the facing backfield how we're going to go to side two end zone. Yeah, creative use of body here from a compositional standpoint. Handled fairly well from the students. Good for you. Strong staging here for your drummers and change of style and technique as they come into their feature here. Well done compositionally. Yeah, strong staging here for your rifles. Yeah, articulation needs to be much stronger with this staccato dance from the horn line. I'd appreciate the musicality from a composition standpoint. Yeah, the integration. The development of the rifles back to the flags happened fairly smooth, you know, from kind of creative how we did that. Yeah, band struggling and consistency of pulse and style here, especially with the smaller steps over on side two as it opens up here a little bit more. Yeah, change of dimensionality in the field and individual spacing requirements handled well. Guard's a little bit tight though here. They're really. Yeah, change of technique here with the straight line kick marching step. You know, adds a variety into the compositional aspect of our show, but technique needs to be much stronger. Counter motion here makes musical sense and logical from a unity. Watch length of time. We've got the color guard in that same formation behind. They're adding texture because of the extended work that they're doing. Yeah, development into the single file line needs to be a little bit stronger from an achievement standpoint, but from a compositional standpoint, handled very logically. So I think there's some good variations throughout the show. Just a couple times where we're forcing some ideas that I had mentioned earlier on. The, you know, the French horn part, and then what we're doing with the twos. You know, that starts off very strongly, but then towards the end of the ballad, I question, excuse me, the musicality and the consistency of achievement at that ending part there. The drum feature is very creative in how we get into the staging for that. Watch, you know, the length of phrase that we have there, and we go to very staccato moves, but we have to work on our achievement of that particular style from the horn line itself. Color Guard shows training, just not fully achieving it all the time. I think we need to work a couple of times, like when we have the one young lady up on the stage over on side one, and she stands there for a long period of time and then tosses her flag to the other person. That timing of that integration, that incorporation, all needs to happen on a smoother basis as it comes across. So, but little things like that help get you to the next step. But good job today. Hopefully you had fun. Remember, that's what marching band's all about.
If you're just walking in, we have